KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. Last year, Chinook salmon runs were so weak that the Yukon and Kuskokwim Rivers, along with Cook Inlet, were designated federal disaster zones. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports a group of legislators from those regions now want to create a permanent endowment that would fund research on the fish. Representative Bob Herron of Bethel is the lead sponsor of the endowment bill, and he introduced it before the House Fisheries Committee on Tuesday. He says that long-term research of Chinook is needed to better understand their decline and the decline of other salmon stocks as well.
The Chinook salmon is a trend species. In other words, it's canary in the coal mine. If there's things affecting Chinook, usually it's the species that tells us that there are issues within its life environment, and the other salmon species may follow unless we do something about it.
The endowment fund would be governed by 6 representatives from different regions of the state, along with a commissioner of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. That board would be responsible for awarding grants to organizations like nonprofits and universities studying Chinook salmon. The bill doesn't mandate that any money be put into the endowment, with the idea that it could be funded down the road. Herron sees the bill as different from a research plan backed by Governor Sean Parnell. Parnell's initiative would give Fish and Game a total of $30 million over the next 5 years to examine and monitor Alaska's Chinook stocks. Herron says he wants to see partnerships with outside organizations and for the Chinook decline to be studied for a longer amount of time than one salmon life cycle.
That's where the governor and I part ways, because I'm not so sure that we want to just dump $10 million over the next 3 years.
This isn't the first time the legislature has considered creating a Chinook research fund. Herron introduced a similar bill last year before the disaster, but it ultimately stalled. According to state estimates, fishermen suffered over $10 million in damages as a result of the Chinook disaster. A bill requiring photo identification at the polls will be getting a second hearing within the next few weeks. Questions were raised at an initial hearing last Thursday regarding the bill's impact on rural communities in Alaska and whether it was constitutional. Representative Bob Lynn of District 23 in South Anchorage introduced the bill. Lynn says the bill doesn't really change much.
The bottom line still is, if somebody wants to vote, they can vote. At the very least, it could be a provisional ballot, but everybody can vote who wants to vote. This just strengthens the process.
Lynn emphasizes that the right to vote is one of the most important freedoms and wants to ensure everyone can vote without any particular difficulty. He says at the same time, he wants to preserve the integrity of voting by making sure people are who they say they are. Lynn says the bill is not simply limited to photo identification.
You can vote by showing 2 different forms of official non-photo ID, for example, maybe birth certificate, a social security card, a voter ID card, a hunting and fishing license, or you show tribal ID.
If someone does not have any identification upon arrival at the polls, they would have to vote a question ballot unless 2 election officials can identify them. At last week's hearing, Director of the Division of Elections, Gail Fanumiai, said that there have been very few cases of voter fraud in this state, and HB 3 would not have prevented them. Representative Lynn says that the goal is to have few cases of voter fraud and stresses that this is a proactive bill.
Just because something has not happened doesn't mean it's not going to happen. And I use the analogy of people may not have ever had their home burglarized, but they have locks on their doors nonetheless. It's a kind of insurance. Doesn't mean it's going to stop all voter fraud. Locks and doors are not going to stop all burglary.
Lynn emphasizes that the state needs to protect the integrity of the voting process to benefit everyone, including Alaska Natives and non-Natives, both in rural and urban areas.
It's important to our future, the future of the state, and I can't think of anything much more important to the preservation of our democratic republic than the integrity of the vote.
Lynn says the questions brought up at the first hearing are being researched and will be answered at the upcoming hearing in the next few weeks. If you have any questions about House Bill 3, Representative Lynn asks that you call his office at 907 865-465-4931. Everyone is invited to call in to testify on this bill. A Royal Dutch Shell PLC drilling barge that ran aground New Year's Eve is on the move from near Kodiak Island to Dutch Harbor. Shell spokesman Curtis Smith says in an email that the Kullock left the bay Tuesday afternoon. Three tugs are towing the barge in a journey expected to take about 10 days. Smith says once the Kullock reaches Dutch Harbor, it will be placed aboard a larger vessel for a dry tow to shipyard in Asia. Alaska is looking for help in promoting its gas to buyers in Asia. The state is seeking a consultant to help solicit interest from liquefied natural gas buyers in countries like Japan and South Korea. The administration hopes to build on efforts made by the governor, Natural Resources Commissioner, and others in trying to drum up interest in Alaska gas. This comes as the North Slope's major players and TransCanada Corporation continue pursuing a major liquefied natural gas project. Alaska's U.S. senators split on the confirmation of Chuck Hagel as the country's new defense secretary. Democratic Senator Mark Begich joined the majority in confirming Hagel yesterday. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski voted no. Murkowski said while she respects Hagel's public service, his military career and Vietnam experience do not automatically translate to leading the Pentagon. Begich says he believes Hagel understands the importance of the military's role in Alaska and Alaska's strategic importance to U.S. national security. The University of Alaska Fairbanks is dropping three degree programs because of too little interest. The UA Board of Regents approved the elimination of master's degrees in teaching, mathematics, and physics last week during their meeting in Anchorage. The university also is doing away with the Master of Science degree in general science. The university says none of the programs have had students enrolled since 2008. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $16.70 an ounce to $1,599. Silver is down 45 cents an ounce to $29.08. Zinc is at 94 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 was expected at 9:02 and is expected to depart at 10:02. It is unofficially 18 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.